You are listening to Max Dosier, Nancy Wiesart, and Mariko Kamigawa's podcast project entitled, Inked. As a group, we believe that tattoos have been stereotyped and looked down upon by our society. Therefore, we have conducted 4 interviews, 3 with tattoo artists and 1 with a repeat tattoo customer, in order to learn about tattoos and the people who give and receive them. Also, we wanted to test the validity of the stereotypes associated with tattoos. And now, without any further ado, Inked.
Goes back. American tattooing goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. The Japanese, it goes back thousands of years. You can talk about tattooing in history from 10, 20 different perspectives. There's ancient cave people that, you know, they dug out of ice that have markings that were, you know, pretty much a tattoo. They talk about tattooing in the Bible. They don't call it a tattoo. They call it markings on their skin, blah, 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 blah. But the word tattoo wasn't, there wasn't a word for tattoo back then. But if I forgot what it is, Leviticus something, they talk about marking onto one's skin, and they're talking about tattooing, so. My first tattoo was probably in 1994, and it was my last name on my forearm, and I got it because my friend got it, and I thought it looked cool. Before that, I had no want or need to have a tattoo. I just was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I'm 18, I should get a tattoo. Well, I had been a customer of this tattoo shop about 3 years before actually apprenticing here. And I saw pretty much these guys were doing art, and it just happened to be on people. And I have kind of a background in art. I've been doing art since I was a kid. My father was an artist, our uncle, grandparents, mom, dad, all artists in the family. And I never thought that this could be a viable kind of career. I just thought it's just a tattoo. They can't really make money or make enough money to afford any sort of life, you know what I mean? So, and then when I came here, it's like, wow, these guys are doing art, they're having fun, they're making money.
I think that there was a stereotype at one point that if you had a tattoo, you were a bad boy or a bad girl. Back when I first got tattoos, girls, it wasn't common for girls to get tattoos unless you were a biker chick. Like, that was like the only girls you ever saw with a tattoo. So it was more of a, I don't want to say statement to everybody because where I got it, you can't see it unless I'm in a bathing suit, but it was more of like a, guys, I'm the only ones, or biker chicks, I'm the only ones that can get tattoos. Normal people can get tattoos. Now it's like trend. You see a whole lot more people with them versus your gangsters, your biker people, you know, like, or your sailor, you know, like your original tattoo people. It's more accepted now, you know, women aren't looked upon it. Whereas now it's more of a form of art and people express themselves with artwork like that versus it being like a bad boy statement. Oh my gosh, my first tattoo was when I was 18. My very first tattoo was of a Nagel painting, or Patrick Nagel, the artist. It was of one of his most popular paintings, the 80s paintings, as we all call them. And I just loved his artwork. Now I laugh at my tattoo, but I would never get rid of it because it's, the, like he said, the staple first tattoo. So for the time that I got it, because it's an 80s tattoo, and it was just the first one.
I've just been fascinated with tattoos since I was a kid. And when I was in high school, I was trying to convince my dad to take me to get a tattoo. And he's getting all mad at me, like, well, why the hell do you want one? And I was like, well, this reason, this reason, this reason. He was like, well, if you like tattoos so much, why don't you be a fucking tattoo artist? And ever since I was like 15, I was like, all right, that sounds pretty good. My first tattoo was on my 18th birthday, and it was just really small. It was a little star on my wrist because I only had time on my lunch break to go get it. Given the option of being able to do painless tattoos, I don't think I would do it because, you know, there's just so much tradition and history behind getting, you know, it's kind of like a rite of passage going through the pain and getting somebody's artwork on you and knowing that you're going to have it there for forever, you know, like, I think that goes along with the territory, and if you don't want to commit to that or go through the experience, then yeah, you probably shouldn't have a tattoo.
If it didn't hurt, then everybody would have a tattoo and nobody would have to earn the tattoo. You really earn the tattoo by sitting through the pain of getting the tattoo.
And what do you think the process of, like, the pain and it being permanent tells us about, like, tattoos in general. Like,
they're cool because pussies can't get them.
So you wouldn't take away the pain for anything?
No, gotta be halfway tough to get a tattoo, you know?
Yeah.
It's like pussies can't get tattoos.
Like, the process for you, getting the pain, I know you said it hurts a lot. Mm-hmm. And it being permanent, do you think that adds to the meaning behind your tattoos and that you were willing to go through the process?
Yes, because it's not something you can, well, you can get rid of it through, you know, current medical means, but it's a lot of money and that's painful too. So if you get it, you're pretty much stuck with it unless you want to go through all the drama to, you know, have it removed.
Right.
My artwork on other people and having other people like my friends and amazing artists tattooing me is rad. I think carry someone's artwork around with you for forever is pretty rad.
Every one of them though I have a good story for. That's usually where I get the tattoos.
Some tattoos I get for special reasons, birth of a child, death of somebody, tattoos, just the imagery of it, and sometimes it's just a tattoo for fun. A lot of times it might not even have a meaning. It might be a stupid tattoo on a dare or a whim or something like that. I have a lot of all of those. Sometimes just the imagery. Sometimes, I mean, there can't be, somebody wants a star on their foot. There can't be a whole story about a star on their foot. They just like a star. They want it there and cool. I mean, some people, they go through life changing, you know, like the lady with the husband that wouldn't let her ever have a tattoo. I mean, when my son was born, I got his name on my neck. When, you know, somebody, my grandparents died, I got that tattoo. You know, everybody has a story, but not all the time. Look past the outside of the shop and they just think it's a bunch of bikers and drug addicts and whatnot, you know what I mean? They don't really see past
stereotypes.
There you go, exactly. I don't think they look past that, and it's really unfortunate. Yeah. We've tattooed doctors, lawyers, priests, school teachers, sociology professors, 90-year-old widowers who, she's like 80 years old, her husband died, never allowed her to have a tattoo, always wanted a tattoo. Husband dies, she's like, hey, I'm gonna go get a fucking tattoo, I want a tattoo. I just happened to be the person to do the tattoo. She wanted a butterfly, always wanted a butterfly. Happiest day of her life.
Happiest day?
She was so stoked, it's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, there are definitely the type of people that have tattoos and are not upstanding members of society that give the rest of us a bad name, but I guess, you know, there's crappy non-tattooed people in the world, too.
There's an old tattoo saying that the only difference between people with tattoos and people without tattoos is that people with tattoos don't give a shit if you don't have tattoos. People who don't have tattoos are the only ones that care that people have tattoos, and they think it's, like, a bad tattooed a 90-year-old lady before. She was 90 years old, and she wanted her tattoo.
She just came in.
She had some terminal disease, and she wanted a tattoo her whole life, so she came in. Kids that bring their parents in for the first time that the parents were like completely against it, those ones are always cool.
It being on a person, I don't really think there's anything different. I mean, somebody comes in with an idea. Say if I was to be commissioned for a painting, somebody wants a painting from me. Okay, well, I start off with a rough sketch, I put it onto a canvas, I sketch it on the canvas, I do the paint, I fine-tune it, and then I give it back to the customer who commissioned me as a painter, a fine artist. There's nothing different from what we do here. A customer comes into the counter, says they want this, this, and this. I sit down, I do the rough sketch. Now the only difference is I'm actually applying it with a tattoo machine and it's staying on the person forever. And I don't really see why people don't consider that an art form.
I think it depends on which style of tattooing you're talking about. You know, it's been around for so long. A lot of the tribal stuff has been going on for, you know, longer than America's been around, but I guess it doesn't really have the same style as, you know, classical art that you would find in a museum, say like at the Louvre or something, you know, and kind of makes it a little more unique.
Different medium, piece of paper that you're working on can flinch and it talks and it can be an asshole, and just the way you lay, the way you do your artwork is completely backwards from any other style of art.
In the past few years, especially now that all those TV shows are on, like Miami Ink and LA Ink or whatever, we get a lot of, you know, that weren't previously exposed to tattooing. you know, it's a little more mainstream now, and I don't think it's quite as taboo as it was maybe five, 10 years ago. Those shows have definitely helped out a lot to bring it in the mainstream, which isn't, in my opinion, necessarily a good thing, but, you know, whatever. You know, if people want to come in and get a little butterfly or something on their 50th birthday, more power to them.
The positive, I think, is actually letting people see that tattoo artists are regular people. They have regular lives. They're actually artists that can sit and do something. They're actually, you know, can help people get through a life or, you know, death of somebody. And just the fact that it's on TV, it kind of, we have so many people walking through the door that I don't think would have ever walked through the door without seeing some sort of a TV show. And I think that's just going to get more people in the door. Whether they get a tattoo or not, that's just them taking the step to walk through the door.
5-6 years ago, everybody was saying that tattooing was going to, you know, take a dive, and there's too many shops in town and not enough tattoos to go around. And I don't know, people keep opening up shops and more kids are learning how to tattoo every day, and I'm not really hurting for business, so I don't think it's really going to go anywhere. And you know, if it does start to dwindle, then you're really going to find out the people who, you know, really make it their passion and don't quit and do another job, you know, and those are the people that should be staying and doing tattoos, I think.